didn't have the money to buy them, no way.
Well, a suit would have what?
Well, sometime they'd have a vest and sometime they wouldn't, just a coat and pants.
Okay. Nowadays, if you bought a...
Well, now that has changed a lot in the last few years. You buy a sport coat, you know, and...
Yeah.
It's different. Used to you'd wear a suit, but now they... Fact of being, they don't got where they don't wear nothing shirt. They don't... You go to church, it'll be a lot of them there with short sleeves, and used to whenever they went to church, they put on a suit. I mean, went to church, you know. But now they... And then there a lot of them there wear a sport coat, you know, and it's different than it used to be.
Yeah. What would a woman hold over? What would you hold over you
in the rest? I don't know what you're getting at. That'd be umbrella, but I don't know what you're getting at.
Now, a woman would wear around her wrist, she'd wear a...
Or bracelet sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
Some people.
Or you wear a...
Right, no, I never did go for that. Okay. I haven't got no Masonic ring on. I don't...
Yeah, I know that. What, when you wanted to know the time from somebody and you were walking down the street in town, what would you ask them? You might ask them.
Have you got a watch?
Okay.
And what time it is? What time of day?
Okay, you just walk up to him and say, hey.
That's right. What time of day? You got a watch? What time is it?
Okay.
Yeah.
And now, if it was, say, 15 minutes, say, 7:15, he might say, well, it's...
15 minutes to 7. Something okay. Like that.
All right, or...
Man, I don't understand you. What's the idea and all that?
But I wanted to know about time, you know, the way you would refer to things like...
Oh, I see.
For example, at 8:30, they might say half.
Yeah, half past 8. That's
half
right.
Past mm-hmm. Okay. Now, about the... about the animals you had here, I want to ask you, you mentioned an owl. And you said you had a hoot owl. Did
that's
you have
right.
That, what, that little kind of owl that people...
Screech owl. Matt, you have... Yeah, and that's one thing that I regret very much.
They're gone now, aren't they?
Yeah, they're gone, and what's doing it is these boys, and I used to do it too when I was a kid. I'd shoot an owl. Well, I don't know, that's just human nature for a kid. And it's getting to be more kids and more hunters. It's, once in a while, you can hear a hoot owl, you know, down in the swamp. Used to go out at night and you just hear them everywhere, but it's very few now, which I regret very much. I love to hear them things holler. But old screech owl, I don't like to hear them, though.
Yeah. What sort of frogs do you have here?
We have bullfrogs. That's the main one. They hang around these ponds. That's what they eat. But they don't catch them much around here. Now, I never did eat them. But they do kill some, too. But then we have all these little frog things. The more bullfrog, you know, they go around the pond at night and they make all kinds of noise.
The kind you'd see around your garden?
Toad frogs.
And then the little ones? That...
Well, little tree frogs and such as that, yeah.
And the insects, what kind of insect would fly around the light at night? When you...
Lightning bugs. Lightning bugs, that's what you call them.
Mm-hmm. Any other ones you know about?
Mosquitoes. They'll give you fits.
Okay. Other ones that would...
That's all at night around this country.
What about the things that would get in your clothes? Eat wool.
Moss ball. You talking about the moss? You put moss ball in. My wife, whenever put summer clothes up, put moss ball on, you know, and when you put winter clothes up, put moss ball.
Yeah. Now, did you have that kind of a long, thin-bodied insect that would kind of go around, whenever you saw it on around a pond and you thought there was a snake nearby?
You talking about a mosquito hawk?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a more long.
Okay. What sort of stinging insects do you know about, Mr.?
Bees. A yellow jacket and wasp.
Okay.
That's what we have around here, yellow jacket and wasp.
Any different types of wasps?
Yeah. You could call some of them Spanish wasps, and they'll eat you up, too.
You have those?
Yeah. And